I've been trying to find time to call you all day. Well, your line was busy twice. Oh? Oh, well, now, wait a minute. Wait till I get comfortable. Now, what's the big secret? No. Oh, Myra, I don't believe it. Why, that's ridiculous. Joan would never do anything like that. At the beauty parlor. Oh, Myra, you know there's something about a hair dryer that just inflames a woman's imagination. Now, I don't believe it.
Easy does it.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
Watch that arm. Mom!
Excuse me, Myra. I think it's an emergency. What happened?
We were playing football. I think it's a compound fracture.
Mother, what's wrong?
Mary, go get Daddy. Everything's going to be all right.
Willie Pearson, this is my mother.
Well, the doctor will be here in just a second, Bill.
He really should go home. My mother would want Dr. Jason to take care of me. He's our doctor.
We don't have time. You want blood poisoning to set in?
What's up?
Alex, this is Bill. They were playing football.
He's pretty pale, Papa. Shouldn't you treat him for shock?
Calm down, Jeff. Now, come on into my office, Bill, and we'll have a look at it.
But my mother says Dr. Jason is...
I'll call your mother for you, Bill.
My dad's the best bone setter in the whole country, aren't you, Dad?
Oh, Myra, I'm sorry. I'll have to call you back. No, nothing serious. I'll call you back later. Bye. Oh, look, I still don't believe it.
My son Jeff and Bill are good friends, Mrs. Pearson. The boys were playing some football and there was a little accident. Nothing serious, but Bill's good. Mrs. Pearson. Now, please don't cry, Mrs. Pearson. It's nothing serious. Well, yes, I'm a doctor. An M.D. Now, please believe me, Mrs. Pearson. It's nothing more than a... Yes, I did graduate. Yes, Bill did mention Dr. Jason. Well, he's a wonderful doctor, of course. And don't worry, Mrs. Pearson, I'll...
Was she upset?
A little. Just don't do anything until the doctor gets there.
Hello, Dr. Jason. How are you?
Oh, fine, Donna, fine. I hope Alec understands why I'm here.
Oh, of course. Mrs. Pearson wants a medical consultation after all. It's a bruise.
Consultation? She came rushing into my office, hysterically screaming something about Billy being in an accident, and dragged me all the way here.
Well, Dr. Jason, you know how mothers are.
Yes, I do. 41 years. Less than neurotic hearts.
Well, if mothers were sensible about their children, they'd be investigated by the Anti-Cruelty Society. I think Mrs. Pearson may need you.
Yes.
Oh, my poor baby. Now, don't worry, sweetheart. You're going to be all right. And don't cry.
Well.
Oh, the doctor's here.
Hi, Dr. Jason.
Ah, tired, Alex. Do you always operate with a gallery, Alex? Hi, Billy.
How is he, Doctor? Is he going to be all right?
How is he, Doctor?
He's fine. Nothing serious.
He's fine. Nothing serious.
But his arm. What's the matter with his arm?
It's just a bruise.
Just a bruise.
Soak it in hot water with Epsom salts 3 times a day until the swelling goes down.
Soak it in hot water.
Excuse me. There's some cake and milk on the kitchen table. Would you like some?
Oh, sure.
Would you like some, Billy?
Yeah, Willie, come on.
Oh, no, thank you, dear. I'm going to take him right home and put him to bed. I'll bring Billy to your office tomorrow, Doctor.
Oh, if it's necessary, why don't you bring him back to Dr.
Well, actually, if Mrs. Pearson feels more comfortable taking him to you,
Doctor.
Oh,
I think you can handle any complications, Alex.
Well, I'll see. Thank you for the first aid, Doctor.
You're welcome.
Well, I hope your arm gets better.
Yeah, well, we'll be around to see you.
Goodbye, Mrs. Pearson.
Goodbye.
Mrs. Pearson doesn't quite trust me with that bruise. I think she'll be sneaking back to see you.
Oh, no, she won't. You're looking at a man who's just announced his retirement.
Dr. Jason, you've been saying that for the past 5 years.
Yeah, but this time it's official. I've got 40 years of fishing to catch up with.
Dr. Jason, you can't retire. What will Hilldale do without its favorite doctor? Nothing personal, dear.
Oh, of course not. I feel the same way.
Oh, I think there are a few young doctors around town who could carry on. I'll leave my medical books behind. How about it, Dr. Stone?
Well, we'll all be sorry to see you go. But maybe you better leave the number of that trout stream just in case of emergency.
Just sitting in the sun. Away from telephones. No middle-of-the-night emergencies. You know, I feel sorry for you young fellows who have to stay behind.
Just save me a seat in the sun.
Or won't your patients feel like you've abandoned them?
They can start seeing the bright young specialists. Donna, when I first started practicing medicine, patients took it for granted that a doctor had studied the whole human system. Now it takes 20 doctors to cover it.
Yeah, look at me. I specialize in bruises of the right arm.
Well, I suppose Mrs. Jason is very happy about the decision.
Oh, very happy. She's been after me to retire for a long time.
When are you leaving, Doctor?
Well, as fast as I can. All I want to do is get my patients settled.
Well, I don't think they're going to be happy with any other doctor.
Oh, they can make adjustments. Besides, the fish need me more. Well, I'll see you at the hospital later, Alex.
Right, Doctor.
I want to talk to you about taking over some of the children.
Well, goodbye, Dr. Jason.
Goodbye, Donna.
Alex. Goodbye, Dr. Jason.
Do you realize that there are probably thousands of people around here who owe their health and even their lives to Dr. Jason?
Yeah. Well, how about a cup of coffee for the house physician?
Of course. Excuse me, just a minute.
No.
Hello, Myra. Oh, this is Donna. Look, dear, I can't talk to you now. I'll call you back right after dinner. All right? Bye. Oh, and look, I still don't believe it.
Mother, if I go to the hijinks dance with George, Hank will never speak to me again. And if I go with Hank, George is threatened to become a beachcomber.
It's a pretty serious decision. What do you think, Jeff?
I like the Yankees this year, but
I think the White Sox are about ready.
Oh, that's just fine. Discuss your problems with your family.
You know, Alex, I've been thinking about Dr. Jason ever since he left.
Well, you'll never get him to go to the hijinks dance with Mary.
Give him a break. Stay home.
Mother, the men in this family have suddenly become very funny.
Well, we'll discuss Hank and George later, dear. Alex, do you realize that when Dr. Jason retires, it'll be like an historical landmark being torn down?
Well, sure, but everybody is aware of his contribution to this town.
Well, how did they react to the news at the hospital?
Well, naturally, they're all sorry to see him go. I talked to a few of the doctors, and we're all planning to have lunch with him before he goes.
After 40 years, You're just going to have lunch with him at the hospital cafeteria and say goodbye? Is that all?
Well, to mark the occasion, we'll pick up his check. Look, honey, a venerated man has made a decision to retire. That's it.
But, dear, this isn't just any man retiring after 40 years. It's a lifetime of dedication. Dr. Jason practically built the free outpatient clinic himself, and he's helped every young doctor that's ever come into this town, including you.
Yes, but darling, Dr. Jason's work is its own recognition.
But there must be some way that we can say thanks after all these years.
Doctors just aren't appreciated in our society.
Baseball players get free automobiles.
Well, maybe someday doctors will operate in Yankee Stadium in front of 60,000 cheering fans.
Look, Alex, maybe I'm just relating to myself, but how do you think that I would feel if this happened to you?
Well, that's right, Daddy. It breaks my heart every time I hear the phone ring in the middle of the night.
Not to mention those weekends that we have to give up just because someone like Dizzy Morton gets stomach cramps or something.
The ingrates. How can they do this to Dr. Jason? And me. All right, darling. I know you're obviously affected by all this, so why don't you get together with some of the doctor's wives and organize something?
Well, all right, I will.
How are you going to go about it?
Well, I'm not sure, but... Well, all I know is that Dr. Jason has certainly done more for humanity than any baseball player.
And in the past year, all of the mothers have taken turns acting as crossing guards. But it's a very busy corner, Mr. Mayor. And on behalf of the Hilldale PTA, I strongly urge the installation of a stop signal at this intersection.
Well, thank you for bringing this to our attention, Mrs. Masters. Councilman Wagner, I believe this is in your district.
Yes, it is, Mr. Mayor. Mrs. Masters, the wealth of any community lies in its children. During my 7 years on the council, I think I can safely state, in all modesty but with due pride, that I have never allowed any obstacle, no matter how insurmountable, to stand in the way of the safety and welfare of our junior citizens. I promise you, every human effort will be made in this regard.
Mr. Wagner will refer it to the Traffic Commission, and it'll be given every consideration, Mrs. Masters.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Good day, gentlemen.
How are you, Mrs. Stone?
Oh, I'm fine, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Was there something you wish to present for the council's consideration?
Well, I don't know quite how this sort of thing is done, but I do think this council ought to pass a resolution. Mm-hmm. I mean, after all the years he's given to us, we just can't let him slip away.
No, of course, Mrs. Stone.
I think it would be a shameful reflection on the entire community if we didn't express our gratitude in some way.
I agree, Mrs. Stone.
I mean, all through the years, wherever he was needed, day or night, rain or shine, wealthy or poor, this wonderful man...
Mrs. Stone, I'm sure this gentleman deserves the tribute, but who is he?
Why, Dr. Matthew Jason.
Dr. Jason leaving? Well, he's been the family doctor for years.
Why, old Doc Jason brought me into this world.
Really? Mrs. Stone, I think Dr. Jason deserves a rising vote of thanks from every man, woman, and child in Hilldale. Hear, hear.
Well, I'm glad you agreed.
I'd like to suggest that we organize a testimonial dinner to Dr. Jason.
Well, I'll get some doctor's wives together and we can make some arrangements.
And please count on me for any help you may need.
Dr. Jason is a selfless and dedicated man, and I think it would be a great tragedy if we neglected this opportunity to cherish and perpetuate.
Why don't you save the speech for the testimonial, Mr. Wagner? Mrs. Stone, we want to thank you for bringing something so noteworthy to our attention.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Thank you. We are.
Thank you, dear. You know, Donna, after a while, every doctor's wife wonders whether his work is being appreciated. And then suddenly one realizes it's all been worth it. Forgive me, dear, if I cry a bit.
Oh, Mrs. Jason, I talked to at least a dozen people who were on the verge of tears. Well, the dinner's all sold out, and I think we could have held it in the ballpark.
Oh, I'm so happy for Matt. When I think of all the trips that were canceled and all the plans that were postponed, and he keeps saying to me, "Never mind, dear, we'll go next year, next year."
Yes, I know. I think our family started out on a skiing trip 3 weekends last year. Measles, chicken pox, and one small Superman jumped off a roof.
Do you know he hasn't slept at all since we made the decision? He just sits there like a fireman, waiting all night for the telephone to ring.
Oh, well, that's natural. He'll unwind.
I wish we could get started. I'm beginning to see that next year look in his eye, and I'm worried.
Oh, you'll make it this time, I'm sure.
I hope so.
Well, now I need some information. We're going to make up a scroll. I also need his medical diploma, but I'll get that later this afternoon.
Donna, Matt won't have to make a speech at the dinner, will he? He just hates speeches.
Oh, well, maybe just a few words, that's all. I have an idea that most of the talking will be done by Councilman Wagner.
Come in.
Dr. Jason, are you busy?
No, just packing.
Oh.
Come on in and sit down.
Oh, thank you.
I was panicky for a minute. I thought that was a patient.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I was just wondering if we could borrow your medical school diploma. We want to have a photostatic copy made of it.
Well, certainly. I hope I'm not going to have to sit through a long evening listening to what a paragon of all virtues I am.
Oh, well, a few people might have a few nice things to say about you, Dr. Jason.
Don, I'm really touched. I guess I can put up with a few speeches. They usually wait until after you've gone. My, what a lot of stuff a man accumulates in 41 years.
Lots of memories.
Yes. Here's a letter from the father of one of my first patients, a little girl.
There were hundreds of people who didn't write letters, but were still grateful.
Oh. Hilldale's 1937 football team. They won the state championship. I was the team physician.
Oh. Let's see, to Dr. Jason, thanks for taking care of all the bumps and bruises. Oh.
Yeah, they were nice boys.
Uh-huh.
They still drop in.
Really?
With their children. Huh. Lieutenant Randy Caldwell, lost in the Pacific. Oh, this boy's family moved to Los Angeles 10 years ago. He sent me a copy of his first book.
The Innocent Age by Philip Novak. Are you in this?
You'd think I was Dr. Kildare. All I can remember is he used to kick me in the shins whenever I gave him medicine.
Oh, well, apparently he remembers other things.
Oh, man, should never clean out a desk after all these years. My whole life's in here. The sad days, the happy ones, the patients you've helped, those you couldn't. The triumphs, the medical research that came 5 years too late.
But you always did the best you could. Isn't that the most a patient can expect from a doctor?
No, Donna. Even though the patient accepts it, the doctor always feels that he failed. What am I getting maudlin about? In 3 days, I'll be fishing on the blue Atlantic. Or is it the Pacific that's blue?
And no phone calls.
Now, don't get any ideas. I'll be sorry to go. For once in my life, now remember, no speeches.
I promise. You know, it's too bad that you can't just show this picture. It tells everything. Alex, I have a feeling we're doing a terrible thing. Dr. Jason just wants to go on doing what he's been doing the rest of his life.
Oh, darling, maybe he did get in a little nostalgic, but that's normal.
But after so many years with people, how can he be happy with fish?
For one thing, fish have no temperament.
Kay Evans told me that Dr. Jason saved your uncle's life. Emergency operation.
I read where it's dangerous to retire suddenly.
The world's foremost authority on geriatrics.
Well, I do read.
But, Alex, even Mrs. Jason remarked about his restlessness. Don't you see, we're asking a man whose whole world is his medical profession to just give it up and go sit in a chair someplace.
Well, darling, even if that is true, it's his decision.
Oh, sure. He's been saying for years that he's going to retire, but this time, we forced him into it.
Forced him into it? How?
Oh, well, certainly, with the testimonial and the mayor's scroll and the piece in the paper and the whole town paying tribute to him. He's got to go through with it. We've trapped him. All right, I'm responsible. I started the whole thing. Oh, Alex, I hope we're doing the right thing. Finish zipping me up, please, dear.
Now, honey, in an hour, the speeches begin, and when that rhetoric starts rolling, it'll be all over.
I know. And to Dr. Jason, they'll probably sound like words condemning him to an execution.
Well, you could always fling yourself on the speaker's table screaming, stop, stop, stop.
Now, you admit when you talk to him, you sense that same tone of regret.
Well, honey, we all question the important decisions in our lives.
I'll bet that right now, Dr. Jason is just praying that something will happen so he doesn't have to go through with it.
Dr. Jason is not the type of man to be swayed by chicken a la king in a scroll.
Oh, I'll get it, dear. Hello? Oh, hello, Mrs. Douglas. Yes, just a moment. It's Mrs. Douglas. Ask her to call Dr. Jason.
Honey, Dr. Jason is due at the dinner in half an hour. She lives at the other end of town. Besides, he's turned the case over to me.
Oh, please, dear. I mean, if it doesn't work, then you can always go there. Please, it may be just what he's waiting for.
Miss Douglas? I see. Yeah. Would you call Dr. Jason? Yes, I know, but he's familiar with Jimmy's case, and he just might want to see him again. Now, if he can't make it, you call me right back, and I'll come. But call me one way or the other. All right, Mrs. Douglas. Thank you. Goodbye. She'll be calling back any minute.
And I'll drop you off the hotel. Get back as soon as I can.
All right.
You can start on the fruit cup.
Dr. Stone. Oh, hello, Myra. Yeah, just a minute. She's right here.
Thanks. Hello, Myra. Oh, dear, I don't have time to talk to you now. Alex is waiting for a call from a patient. Oh, really? Well, I knew it. Imagine something like that happening to Joan. Look, I can't talk any longer. I'll call you back tomorrow. Goodbye, Myra. How silly. Now, anybody who knows Joan knows that that could never have happened to her.
What could never have happened?
Oh, that ridiculous thing that Myra heard at the beauty parlor the other day.
Donna, would you mind Dr. Stone. Oh, yes, Mrs. Douglas. I see. All right. Thank you, Mrs. Douglas. Goodbye.
What happened?
Get your wrap. We'll be late.
Dr. Jason took the call.
Mm-hmm. Our guest of honor is an hour late.
But he had to make an emergency call.
On the night of his retirement dinner?
Well, you know, doctors, Mayor Dawson, they're never officially retired until the bait hits the water.
I'm sorry. I got a call at the last minute. Hello, Mayor.
Good to see you.
Hi, Ernie.
Fine. We're going to miss you at the Pinochle Games, Matt.
Oh, thanks, Ernie. You pulled out all the organ stops in that article, didn't you?
That's the way the town feels about you, Doctor.
They do, Dr. Jason. Every one of us. How was Jimmy?
Tell me, how did he react to the call? He huffed and he puffed, and then he went off like a little boy to a ball game. He was happy again.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Jason.
Well, I am too, but I knew it all the time, but I just kept hoping. All right.
Well, suppose we all go in now. Councilman Wagner is anxious to start his speech.
Mr. Mayor, I think Dr. Jason has an announcement to make.
Oh, Frieda, would you mind very much if...
Well, of course not, dear, if it's what you want.
May I ask what's happening?
Well, I think Dr. Jason has decided the town needs him too much to retire. I agree.
But the testimonial dinner and all the guests, they're all waiting to pay homage to this...
Well, now, why don't we all eat dinner? We'll listen to all the wonderful speeches. We'll give Dr. Jason his going away present. And then we'll announce the good news that he's not leaving.
Great idea. Dr. Jason's had an evening like this coming for a long, long time.
He sure has. Next year, Frieda.
Yes, dear, I know. Next year.
Chicken a la king.